The further you remove God from a life, a family, and a culture, the more chaotic things will become.
Dr. Tony Evans says in this time of crisis, there's more reason than ever to be fully committed.
So don't be a casual Christian. This is a time for you to be all in with the Lord.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. As parents, we're often presented with teachable moments when our kids are extra receptive to the life lessons we want them to learn. Well, today, Dr. Evans will help us make sure we're not missing the life lessons God wants to teach us during this current global crisis. Before we get into the message, Dr. Evans wanted to share these introductory thoughts to get us looking at things from the right perspective.
Well, the coronavirus has created quite a challenge for us in our personal lives, with our families, with our schools, with our work, with our emotions. I mean, we fluctuate from fear to frustration to downright discouragement and depression. We've been stretched economically, and we've been stressed emotionally. And so, how do we function in a crisis of this magnitude that's global in nature but personal in effect? Because we all feel it in our most intimate association with others and with ourselves. We're having to live life differently. We have to stay in, or if we go out, stay apart, and if we stay apart or don't stay apart far enough, cover up. It's a new norm, isn't it? But that's why we have to approach this crisis spiritually. Whenever God allows things, because things couldn't happen that he doesn't allow, that can't be fixed by the normal natural means of life, it is because he's calling us to a deeper spiritual focus, prioritization, and experience. If we miss that, then we miss the benefit of a problem. And it is a problem. I do not want to dumb down the difficulty of this disease and its effect in our lives. But neither do I want to miss the lessons. Lessons that many of us are learning. Perhaps you've been one to spend more time with God because you've had to emotionally, or you've been quarantined to do so. Churches have been affected because now we've been taken out of the building so that we can now be the church outside of what we typically call church and think of ministry differently. How do we impact people's lives where they are? Even the political realm has had to acknowledge God and faith and church at a whole nother level. You see, what we are experiencing is a divine disruption in order to have a divine reset. God is resetting things by disrupting things. And if we miss that, we miss the purpose of the problem. So I want to challenge you. While we are believing for an answer, looking for resolve, and praying for divine intervention, we should be doing all of those. While we are respecting the guidance of our leadership and how we ought to approach it, don't miss God in this moment. Go before him. Take your family before him. Draw near to him in a problem that we really don't know how to fix, and let him draw near to you. Because the scripture says, he's not far from each one of us.
Those are important words to remember during trying times. Well, let's join Dr. Evans in the 12th chapter of Hebrews as he tackles the question, what on earth is going on?
Some years ago in Europe, they had a very crude way of analyzing whether a person in a sanitarium was mentally able to be released. And one of the crude ways they would use is put the inmate into a janitor's closet, put a stop in the sink and run the water. Let the water overflow onto the floor and then give the inmate a mop. And then ask the inmate to clean up the mess. The supervisor would then leave for a few moments, come back, And if the water was still running and the stopper was still in the sink and they were still mopping up the mess, well, they knew that person wasn't competent to be released because they couldn't figure out how to get to the root of the problem, which was the stopper in the sink with the water running over. Well, today we're trying to mop up a mess. We're trying to clean up a bad situation, not only in this pandemic, but in our lives and in our world. But I want to state for you a very important biblical principle if you really want to understand what on earth is going on. Everything visible and physical is preceded by something invisible and spiritual. So if you want to deal with the physical, visible problem, you must identify the invisible spiritual cause. Let me say it another way. If what you see is all you see, you do not see all there is to be seen. Behind every physical reality is a spiritual reality. But if you don't get to that, I mean, look at the pandemic. People are having physical problems about something they cannot see. Until they address what they cannot see, they won't be able to fix what they really do see and feel going on in their lives, in their bodies, and being transferred to the human race. And so in Hebrews chapter 12, we read these words to help us answer the question, what on earth is going on? Beginning in verse 25. See to it that you do not refuse him who is speaking. For if those did not escape when they refused when he warned them on earth, much less how will we escape when we turn away from the one who warns us from heaven? And his voice shook the earth then. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. This expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken as of created things, so that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we've received the kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. When there is a cloudy, threatening day, the weatherman gets a lot of attention, because what we want to know is what the weatherman sees, given what the atmosphere looks like. What does he see that we need to know about? Is it going to rain? Do I need an umbrella? Do I need a raincoat? Is it going to be cold? We shift how we operate based on what the weatherman has to say. God is talking. And one of the ways God speaks is through allowing circumstances into our lives and into our world that are not pleasant. He allows those circumstances to get our undivided attention. It's a wake-up call. It's sort of like your alarm clock going off. When your alarm clock goes off and wakes you up, it brings you out of one reality of slumber and sleep into a new reality of alertness. The further you remove God from a life, a family, and a culture, the more chaotic things will become. And so oftentimes in the Bible and in the world, God will shake things. What does the Bible mean by shaking? Shaking means when God allows disruption in the normal order of things. Life is going along like you prefer it, like you want it, like you desire it, like you love it. And all of a sudden, there is an interruption in the affairs of normalcy. That's what God does. All through the Bible, he would shake things up when he wanted to get our undivided attention. The text that we read says, don't turn away from him who is speaking, and you know he's speaking because you've been shaken. Your world has been disrupted. This pandemic has disrupted our lives, our work, our play, our sports, our travel, our fun. It has disrupted our gatherings. It has turned what was normal and made it abnormal. In fact, it's made it, in some sectors, very, very dangerous. But this is a grand opportunity to return to the God who allowed the shaking to occur, because the text says, when God allows the shaking, it is because he's trying to get our undivided attention, which means we have wandered from him. We have marginalized him. We have gotten idols, which is any noun, any person, place, thing, or thought that you look to as your source. We've gotten something to replace him. God is not just interested in us singing a song, God Bless America. He's not interested in only a pledge of allegiance to a nation. He's interested in a pledge of allegiance to himself. And when he detects that he is being marginalized, and we're more interested in blessing America or blessing something else rather than blessing him, he will allow us a disruption. But the reason he allows a disruption is because he wants to create a new opportunity for his favor. That's why I love Lamentations chapter 3, verses 31 to 33, which says God will allow grief so that we might return to him. So he allows a bad day so that we can desire the sunshine again. I mean, look at what has happened. This situation has got folk talking who weren't talking to each other. I mean, we got folk in Washington trying to agree on stuff because they've been forced to, because there's something bigger than them taking place that affects us all. You've got people wanting to help other people that they didn't think of before because they see the crisis. If you belong to God and you know Jesus Christ, you're part of an unshakable kingdom. Let me tell you why I love being a Christian. I love being a Christian, not only because it guarantees my eternal destiny once I place my faith alone in Christ alone. And that guarantees it for everyone who puts faith alone in the cross of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins and rose from the dead. Yes, I've got my eternal destiny secure, but let me tell you why else I love being a Christian. Because I belong to another realm, which he calls another kingdom, another rule of God, which is not subject to the circumstances on earth. He says, we have a kingdom that cannot be shaken even when things are being shaken. You know, when there's an earthquake, things tied to the ground shake. But if you're in an airplane, you're not going to shake with the ground because you're not attached. What God wants to do is dislodge us from dependency on this life to him. And if he can dislodge us to him, then we're able to live this life in the way it ought to be lived.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with more advice on how to avoid getting torn down when things get shaken up. First, though, I want to tell you about Tony's brand new devotional book that couldn't have come along at a better time. It's called Stronger Together, Weaker Apart: Powerful Prayers to Unite Us in Love. And it's really the perfect prescription for times like these, since prayer is one of the best ways we can virtually join together, even though physically apart. This book will teach you how to harness the power of prayer in overcoming anger, disagreements, misunderstandings, and in healing relationships, finding common ground, and impacting our world in meaningful ways. If you contact us and request Stronger Together, Weaker Apart right away, we'll send it to you as our way of saying thanks for your contribution toward Tony's ministry. And along with the book, we'll also package all 5 lessons in Tony's timely teaching series, Clarity in a Crisis. These scripturally based messages, prompted by the COVID-19 pandemic, will help you see current events through the unchanging perspective of God's truth. And in return for your contribution, you can instantly download digital copies for your immediate review while we send the CDs and book your way. Get all the details about this limited-time offer at tonyevans.org or call us day or night at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our resource team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Dr. Evans will return with more of today's lesson right after this.
Have you ever done a connect the dots puzzle? You draw lines from one numbered dot to another, and before you know it, a picture appears you didn't even know was there. Well, Tony wants you to have that same experience with the Bible. Through the Tony Evans Training Center, he'll help you connect the dots of Scripture and discover the big picture of God's kingdom agenda, all at your own pace, anywhere, anytime, on your computer or mobile device. There are courses on a wide range of topics and texts. Each one includes exclusive, in-depth content from Tony, probing discussion questions, access to full-length messages, and an online discussion forum where you can ask specific questions and get detailed answers. Visit TonyEvans.org today and connect with the Tony Evans Training Center, where you can explore the kingdom anytime, anywhere.
This is not chance. This is not luck. This is not just another virus. It's too big for that. It's too unstoppable for that. This is God saying, not making the disease, but not stopping it from doing what it's doing yet, because he wants a focus on him, a return to him, part of this unshakable kingdom. And I love the way he brings this home. He says, for our God is a consuming fire. What does a consuming fire? Well, it burns stuff up, right? But why? Well, this is coming from the Old Testament when they would take sacrifices and put it on the altar. That was bad news for the lamb that was being slain or the goat that was being slain. That wasn't good news, but the purpose of it was powerful, because that sacrifice meant sin was being dealt with, forgiveness was being granted, and eternal life was being experienced, or life then was being offered to the people because it was being consumed. Let me bring it up to contemporary discussion. When you put on a wrinkled shirt, or you wear a wrinkled blouse, ladies, that's not what you want. So what you're going to do, you're going to put on it some consuming heat. That's called an iron on an iron board. You take that iron, you get it hot, you put that shirt, those pants, that blouse, and you put it down there and you begin to iron it. Why? Because you want the wrinkles consumed by the heat. Well, now, if the shirt could talk, it would probably say, leave me alone. It's too hot up in here, up in here, up in here. You smoking me to death. The shirt would complain. However, the reason why you put consuming fire on the shirt is because you want to wear it and look good in it. So you're not trying to hurt the shirt, but you need the fire on the shirt for the shirt to be the shirt worth you wearing. Wow. God wants to put you and me on, but not with wrinkles. And so what he does is he lets the fire hit our lives, our circumstances. The Bible calls them trials, until he irons out the wrinkles. Now, how long do you put an iron on a shirt? Till you get the wrinkles out. How long do we have to deal with all this stuff we're dealing with? Until God can get the wrinkles out of America and out of the culture and out of the world and out of our lives and out of our families and out of our circumstances. He wants to get the wrinkles out, and he'll keep the heat on. No matter how many experts you get, no matter how technically advanced you are, he knows how to bring the heat in order to get the attention. So this trial that we are going through as individuals and as a nation has created an opportunity for you to become part of this unshakable kingdom that is no longer tied, tethered, and limited to what earth has to offer. I can't guarantee that you won't feel some of the pangs of this trial that we're going through. What I am saying is that you won't be controlled by it or owned by it if you're part of this unshakable kingdom. That's why I love what he says. He says, as I wind down here in verse 25, since we are a part, assuming you are a part of this unshakable kingdom, you are to give thanks and you are to serve him. Oh, wait a minute. And he's talking about when things are shaking. Did you know you can give thanks right now? You don't give thanks for the problem, you give thanks in it. God, I want to thank you right now how you're going to use this mess to create my miracle? How are you going to use this trial to give me my triumph? And God, I am going to praise you for how you're going to use this crisis to bring America together, bring it back to God because it's wandered far away from him, and do it in such a way that you get the glory that you deserve and not just a prayer meeting in an emergency when we forget you when the emergency is over. The last thing he says is that what I want you to do is I want you to serve. Hey, we're being told to wash our hands, and to wash our hands a lot. Well, as you wash your hands, I want you to wash somebody else's feet. I want you to go and serve your neighbor. Serve other members of your family. This is not a time for fighting and arguing. This is a time to serve those who desperately need your help, the homeless and the helpless. This is the time to reach out and not be selfish with your goods and have to get it all for you when some can be left for someone else. This is the time when we can be kind to one another in our nation. And this is a time when we can glorify our great God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, in closing, if you are a Christian, if you're part of this unshakable kingdom, I want you to give thanks that this pandemic does not own you, because God owns you. And that's why I love Matthew 6:33, which clearly says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his standard, his righteousness, and all the rest will be added to you. And in that same passage, he says, and when you put my kingdom first, I got your back and I have your worry. Your worry will dumb down when your kingdom commitment rises up. So don't be a casual Christian. This is a time for full-time Christians, not part-time saints. This is a time for you to be all in with the Lord.
Dr. Tony Evans with an important perspective on the COVID-19 crisis. And he'll come back in a moment with more. Remember, when you make a contribution to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station, we'll say thanks by sending you a copy of his brand new devotional prayer book, Stronger Together, Weaker Apart. And along with it, you'll also get his current audio series called Clarity in a Crisis, which contains 5 full-length messages, including today's teaching. During these difficult times, we've also added the ability to instantly download digital copies of the messages for your immediate use, in addition to the CD copies and book we'll be sending your way when you visit TonyEvans.org and make a contribution toward Tony's work here and around the world. Again, that's TonyEvans.org, or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222, where team members are available around the clock to help you. 1-800-800-3222. And now Dr. Evans is back with this final thought.
If you're here today and you're listening and you're not a Christian, you haven't come to faith alone in Christ alone. Don't go another day without securing your eternal destiny and having divine help in time. And the way you do that is simply acknowledging that you need a Savior because you're a sinner. Acknowledging that you can't save yourself, because if you could save yourself, you wouldn't need a Savior. So acknowledging you are a sinner, that you need a Savior, and going to Jesus Christ, who died on the cross as your substitute, who rose from the dead, and who offers you the free gift of salvation if you would simply receive him as your personal substitute. You do that right now, and you become part of the kingdom that cannot be shaken. You surrender and now learn to live under him in a great church nearby you, and then you will grow in your faith and not be shaken by what's shaking everybody else. Hey, there's good news in a bad situation. In fact, there's great news in a bad situation. Become part of the kingdom that cannot be shaken. This pandemic, as bad as it is subject to a greater king who is in charge of a greater kingdom.
You can find out more and get some free follow-up resources at TonyEvans.org when you follow the link on the homepage that simply says Jesus. There's no better time to begin your new life in Christ than today. Check it out at TonyEvans.org. Tomorrow, more from Dr. Evans on how to deal with a divine disruption and how the unthinkable can teach us to appreciate the unshakable. Be sure to join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.